Time now on our pregame show to visit with Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers. Tom, there's always excitement. There's always a lot of unknowns. Which is more nerve-wracking for a coach, the excitement or the unknown?
Probably the unknowns. I think that's the way we always think right now. You know, we think we know what we have, but you don't know until you get into a real game situation.
What do you want to accomplish tonight?
I just want to make sure that we're playing fast. We have a high compete level, very high compete level, and I think the biggest thing is just have good habits, and we want that stuff to carry into next weekend.
I've never seen a line chart that went sideways. I think that's called landscape mode, but not positive. You're playing everybody that's healthy today, everyone but Will Magnuson. Obviously, guys could go a while before their next shift when you got this many guys dressed. How hard is it for them to get into a rhythm?
It will be hard, and I'm going to play my our top guys are going to get a regular shift, but normally, you know what, where you had three TV timeouts, you only have one. You know, I'll probably, I'm going to roll four. I'm just going to offset certain guys, but I'm going to try to get, you know, I'm trying to get our top players as many reps as possible, because we only have one exhibition game, and, you know, Wisconsin's already played two regular season games, so we want to get our guys up to speed as quick as we can.
With the changes, the NCAA has allowed you guys to practice, you know, for a limited amount of time each week once school starts. How much of a game changer has that been, and how much more do you rely on all that extra time now?
Well, it's just a good rule. I think the biggest thing what it does, Schultz, it puts our guys in really good shape. I mean, we're in so much better shape for our first game right now. Our execution will be better. I mean, we've had the ability of I think the biggest is just getting in shape, getting in Friday night, Saturday night game shape, 5-on-5, that type of stuff. It really helps. And, of course, you can start getting you can get into your systems a little earlier as well.
There were some wacky scores last night. Do you even pay attention to that, considering it's, you know, day one, practice one?
Yeah, I do. We're into it. I mean, that's what we do for a living. So we look at it. It's like we do every Friday, Saturday. We look at all those scores. And I was excited for our league. We went 3-1-1 last night. It was a good night for our league.
More with Coach Ceratori when we come back. Our pregame show continues here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Tom Ceratori. You guys watch so much film, Tom. With it being an exhibition game, being week one, being the fact that, you know, you're more worried about yourselves than you are Minnesota, how much have you, not necessarily even as a team, but you as a coaching staff, focused on what Minnesota's doing?
Nothing. We haven't watched. The only thing I watched was last year's penalty kill for us when we played them, just because I just want to get these guys. It was just, why not just use Minnesota as a good guide just because we're playing them? Other than that, we have not watched 1 second of Minnesota video.
Of what you have watched with your team already this year, how much was, last year's stuff with last year's players, you know, guys that are back for this year? But for your new guys, what are you showing them?
We just show, really, what we do is we show them our library and all of our systems, everything we do, what we want to do on the offensive zone, what we want to do in transition, what we want to do on our rush offense, what we do rush defense, what we do on face-off. So, you know, we have, it's no different than a playbook. I mean, we show them our playbook, but our playbook is video.
How much of your systems are in right now?
Not a ton. I mean, we talk about them. Like I told the guys, the biggest thing right now is that play with common sense. You can play with your head, play with your heart, play with your feet. You guys know how to play hard, and we're going to make some mistakes, but so is the team we're playing. We're all in the same boat. We've all had the same amount of minutes. So it's always going to be work in progress as far as trying to get up to speed, and sometimes it takes a good month. But, again, same for everybody else.
I mentioned this to Coach Scanlon of the women's program 2 weeks ago. You know, week one, they've got a 6-on-4 against, a 4-on-6 against. They've got empty net late, stuff that you don't have time to work on in week one. How much, if that stuff happens tonight, is just guys relying on their instincts and what they've been taught in the past?
100%, Schultz, all instincts. And we even talked about, like, the penalty kill. Guys, you're just, we haven't, we practiced it for 15 minutes yesterday. We went up ice. Each guy got one rep today. And you just got to, again, muscle memory from the past.
I don't know if you noticed, but from up top in the press box, this place sure looks a lot different. The corners used to go forever. It's a pretty good move for Minnesota, isn't it?
I think so. Again, I just think, again, you know, I think if you can play in a standard sheet, and I like the little hybrid they have here. I think it's 89 or 90 feet wide. I kind of like it, actually. I like what they did. I really like what they did. And, You know, I mean, guys want to play pro hockey. They're going to play in a small sheet. I think, obviously, you want to try to inundate them on a small sheet earlier. And I think the game is personal, but I think the game is way better on small ice. There's a lot more mistakes. Things happen a lot faster. Things happen quicker. I think it's more fan-friendly. So I think it's a great move. And, I'm personally excited to play in a smaller sheet than that big ocean as well, because sometimes when you play Minnesota on that big ice, they possess it pretty well.
The one thing I've heard from fans, you know, asking why a hybrid? Why don't they just go to 85? 4 feet can give you some advantages, depending on what style of player you're recruiting, right?
Yeah, but they couldn't. It's just the shape of the rink and everything else. They couldn't have went to 85. If they could have went to 85, they would have. The smallest they could go feasibly right here was 89 feet, I think. They couldn't have went any narrower just because of construction type things that you and I don't understand, Schultze.
I don't want to understand those kind of things. What's the message to your young guys tonight, guys that are putting that Beaver sweater on for the first time?
Same thing I told you a couple of minutes ago, Schultz. You just, again, worry about playing hard and smart. I mean, that's all you need to worry about. Just, don't think too much. Just react.
Best of luck.
Thanks, Schultz.
Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups next here on the